Holy One, help us in our understanding. Open the Word and the world to us. Amen. About 25 years ago, there was a meeting at an international research company. Their work was to research the science and economics of processes that allow people to analyze things without destroying them. It was a teleconference. There were businessmen from Britain, Canada, the US, several other European countries, and one young woman, a young economist. They were trying to figure out how to expand the market. They talked about car manufacturing, oil industry, electronics. And after a while, the young woman spoke up and pointed out that the company seemed to be ignoring the food industry. And the men laughed and said that food was too small a sector for them to worry about. And the young economist was surprised and pointed out that, in fact, the food industry is the largest industry in the world, having the most laborers, the largest distribution system, the greatest transportation requirements, the largest land use, one of the largest users of energy and fossil fuels. The men were stunned. For these rich and privileged urban men, food just appeared. Few of them ever went to the grocery store, let alone ever prepared food. Farms flashed by their train carriages or cars as they went, in their minds, just pretty scenery. Not one of them had given a thought to how food appeared on their table or what would happen if it didn't. The young woman was equally stunned. How was it that people with power and influence could be so ignorant of the most essential industry in the world, the one on which all our lives depend? How could this be invisible to them? The scripture says, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. It has been planting season on the prairies. My cousins have been desperately waiting for the rain, hoping the hay will grow for the animals on the prairie hillsides, that the wheat will sprout, first the blade, then the ear, then the ripe head. We know not how. Here in Richmond, the crops are well planted, the strawberries ripening, the blueberries budding, the corn sprouting, the cabbages and bok choy are growing, the daikon are getting longer, and the veggies that I don't even recognize are appearing in the corner store, local. People are out in the fields in straw hats and hijabs and ball caps. Reading this Bible story of the growing seeds and driving through Richmond these days, I was reminded of that meeting of the research company that I used to work for so long ago. This group of people for whom the food industry was completely and entirely invisible. The essential agriculture, the trucks and the trains, the mills, the processing centers, even the stores. And it made me wonder what things that are essential to our lives that are virtually invisible to us. Or what part of our reality is completely different than we believe? Certainly we are insulated by our wealth and privilege, some of us, but it isn't just that, because this isn't a morality story. This is a story of wonder and the human condition. I wanted to show you a map this morning, but the technology was not cooperative. It was a map of Ontario. There were two maps, actually. I grew up every summer in the southwest corner of Ontario on a lake, driving from Winnipeg to Kenora, or driving from Winnipeg to Thunder Bay to see family. You pass quite a few lakes. But still, the point of a road is land, right? You need to drive on land. And if you look at a road map of that section of Ontario, you may realize that there is a few more lakes than you realized. But if you look at Google Maps, especially the satellite images, you may realize that this part of Ontario isn't really land at all. In fact, it's not a land with some lakes. Western Ontario is water with some land. The roads, of course, follow the most likely land routes. So even in the midst of all that water, you may not see it at all. The first time I looked at Google Maps of that area, which was relatively recently, I was absolutely shocked. It actually made me rethink my reality. I had always known that I was in a land with many lakes. The idea that this was not true, that I was in fact living in the midst of water that happened to have a lot of land, changed my understanding of everything in that place. And you need to understand that that place is part of who I am. So changing my understanding of that place to some degree changes my understanding of who I am. I was actually more than shocked. I was a little bit frightened. How could I have grown up in that place and been so ignorant of its true reality? I had to rethink its ecology and its economy, its history, and my place in it. Seeds that are planted grow through the grace of God, through a process that happens in a place we can't see, in a way that we don't understand. It is the condition of the world and humanity that even the planter does not understand how. Both real seeds that grow into string beans, also virtual seeds, seeds of hope, seeds of understanding, seeds of mistrust, grow in locations and processes that we don't understand. But the human condition is such that we focus on what we need at the moment, what we see at the moment. We travel familiar pathways, drive the same routes, walk the same roads. Taking one different turn one day can show us a part of our town we didn't even know existed. A whole new world can exist in Richmond, one block away from us, and we may never see it. We may never understand it if we never turn down that street. A single conversation can change our lives forever. And anyone who has ever had jalapenos in their food knows that one small seed can set your world on fire. We can sometimes react with anger when our reality is revealed to be an illusion. We are afraid because we feel somewhat less competent. I think for us today, this story might be that through faith, we can change that fear and discomfort instead to awe and fascination, to excitement and to wonder. We might have the courage to make that next turn to the place that we didn't know. For the universe is infinitely more strange and wonderful than we know. And God working in us can do infinitely and abundantly more than we can ask or even imagine. Amen.